Talk Live. 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. Give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And want to give a... Brian, you're going to love this.
I'm going to love this.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my.
A big welcome to WAUB and WGVA in the Finger Lakes.
Finger Lakes, New York.
That's right.
About an hour from where I used to live.
Ah, very good.
Awesome.
So, welcome to all the folks listening there, and thanks to Ted Baker for bringing us on. And, you know, little advice. I guess, you know, I don't have to give the advice to listeners necessarily. They've been listening to Free Talk Live on AUB and GVA for quite some time. But, you know, if you haven't heard Free Talk Live before, you're going to have to listen for a few weeks to really kind of get the vibe. We attempt to be as consistent as we can. We have no sacred cows. The sacred cows are turned to hamburger on this show.
We're a little bit, and well done,
and
hamburger,
I gotta
right?
say, New York needs Free Talk Live.
And you are welcome to call in and talk about whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. Until then, Stephanie, you've got a very interesting article there. I mean, you know, it's about intellectual property. Is that right?
Yeah. And I think on this show, we should probably preface this by saying that we are part of a rising trend of people who does not believe that sharing ideas is theft, right? And disagrees with these really burdensome, onerous, punitive court decisions, right? These lawsuits that record companies and movie companies will put on their customers for file sharing.
That's right.
And now there's been an article here in Ars Technica by Timothy B. Lee. And it says there's a new music survey saying that P2P, meaning peer-to-peer file sharers, users buy the most, and no one wants disconnection penalties. So what they're referring to is not only, it's two points. A, people who share files actually also buy the most music,
so,
which I think would shock a lot of people.
Intellectual property pirates,
mm-hmm.
The people that are stealing the music,
Yar.
Are
these
the same,
criminals.
Are the same people that buy the most music?
Yes.
So these clearly scofflaws that are writing this article would have us believe that the people that steal music are in fact the people that buy the most music.
Right.
Like we've been saying on Free Talk Live for a very long time.
Yeah, and they apparently have some evidence to back this up as well.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that evidence.
Just real quick, also, they mentioned these no one wants disconnection penalties.
What is a disconnection penalty?
So what they're referring to there is the, for a number of years now, actually, there have been some ISPs, Internet Service Providers, mm-hmm. Kind of beating the drum and saying that, well, if we catch you downloading music illegally over the Internet connection, we are going to send you a series of nasty letters and throttle your bandwidth and eventually cut off your service.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an attempt. There have been documents leaked, like from Verizon, that have shown that they're not actually going to cut off anyone's service, but it's an attempt to scare people, and it's been because of pressure that's come from the RIAA, MPAA, like all these industry associations that are for the movies and music. And they've done this by using the government to apply pressure to these ISPs. And so they're kind of folding and giving in. But
it's amazing how hard the government works to prevent theft in the area of intellectual property when it doesn't work very hard to prevent theft at your house.
Yeah. A lot of people really complain that they can't get taken seriously if they try to report like a property crime to the police. They don't care.
I think that most police probably, for one, it's hard to solve these crimes.
Yep.
I mean, you're just not going to, if you get stolen from, it's gone. You needed to handle that beforehand. And this is advice from somebody who's had to deal with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very rare when the police are going to be able to get your stuff back, especially back in some kind of working condition.
I do have to say, though, real quick, with these ISPs, with these companies, doing the possible throttling the six steps to how you can get your internet supposedly turned off. Now, like we said, it doesn't actually get turned off. This is something we talked about on my show, Sovereign Tech. That's at sovereigntech.tumblr.com. And these are also the same companies, though, that have consistently fought for privacy, your privacy, the user's privacy, to where they, the government has asked them for information on who's using the most bandwidth and things like that, and they have at least up until recently, they've always said, no, you can't have that information to the government. So they're not the total bad guys that those six steps would kind of make them out to be.
Gotcha.
So a new survey from the American Assembly, a research center at Columbia University, provides insights about public opinion on file sharing and copyright enforcement. With support from Google, these two researchers, Joe Karaganis and Leonard Renkema, commissioned a public opinion survey to find out how customers are getting their media and what their attitudes were toward a variety of copyright enforcement strategies. Among the most significant findings, Americans overwhelmingly oppose the use of disconnection and rate limiting as penalties for unauthorized file sharing. Also, the survey suggests users of peer-to-peer file sharing software buy 30% more music than those who did not use peer-to-peer software.
So I think that this is really important to point out. This is new information. We haven't had it up to this point. But oftentimes, people who create intellectual property, like we do here on Free Talk Live, or I don't even know how to describe it if it's not really intellectual. I want people to share.
Mind fruit.
What's that? Mind fruit? Okay. We'll call it mind fruit. So I want people to share what I have.
Absolutely.
Here. I want them to.
Me too.
Cut this up, put it on the internet, do what you want, share it with
your
friends.
Yeah, please promote our show.
Please do.
Go ahead.
Most of the, musicians out there that are against intellectual property tend to be only the very most successful 0.5% or whatever of published musicians. Most of them just don't care.
And they're losing out on a lot of money, because when you take a guy like Psy, who did Gangnam Style, the guy's making millions off the fact that he let everybody cut and mash and copy his music.
Yeah, well, so lots of people made parodies of Gangnam Style,
right.
And they were there were a lot of people saying this is what led to this becoming the most popular YouTube video, and
sure.
Then he makes
because
a ton
he let
of
people
money.
Do what they want with it, and yeah.
Right now, I don't know how the guy made his money, but
well,
I'm
he
sure
goes,
he, has.
He makes it off of YouTube ads.
Okay,
so
at
he
least
watches
partially.
Video,
and I'm sure he can tour. And this is the thing about musicians is whenever it's an advertisement for you every time somebody listens to your song. So when you come through town, they're liable to go and pay. It's as low as $10, as high as aren't tickets sometimes like $500.
Yeah, I mean tours and T-shirts are where most of these. Bands make most of their money anyway.
As far as
the CDs, I mean, they make like maybe 10%, if that.
Well, who's buying a CD anymore? Are we talking about
sure, even on iTunes,
music sales?
Pick,
okay,
yeah,
I'm just making sure.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that I'm clear on this. So, oftentimes people, this music industry has changed. The new smart musicians are out there making money in different ways than they were 20 years ago.
Sure.
And there's got to be ways for people who produce other kind of content out there, be it books or pictures or whatever. I mean, there's lots of. Stuff that can be shared on the internet, and I get it, but what these intellectual property laws seem to do is make a lot of very rich lawyers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wonder, I always like to bring up the Happy Birthday song. Now with the new Sonny Bono law, that's not new, but I mean the relatively new Sonny Bono law, where a song can be copyrighted the artist's lifetime and 99 years.
Yeah.
So, you're talking about potentially 150 years of copyright.
Basically forever.
And I hear that the
what's the internet going to be like in 150 years?
Right, what is human life going to be like in 150 years?
Some of the things that are copyrighted you just would not believe. Like there was I forget what he does, but he's some kind of host of some TV program or something, and he copyrighted him saying, yup. Like, that was his phrase that he uses a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what was the guy on Pawn Stars?
I don't remember. And then, Mark, you were saying once on Free Talk Live, you were talking about intellectual property, and you said something. Somehow the color pink came up, and you said, well, pink isn't copyrighted yet. Actually, it is. The Susan G. Komen Foundation has trademarked the phrase "For the Cure" mm-hmm. and the color pink, a certain shade of pink, and they go after other charities who use those symbols. And it's just, it gets to the point where it's like, what is the goal here, really?
Well, shouldn't be backing them up in that circumstance, but it goes to show how the court system can be used to bludgeon people, too,
out
of using ideas. And that's scary. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, your thoughts on intellectual property.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about intellectual property. And an interesting fact here that apparently the people that we've been told all along are stealing music from music companies by 30% more music than the average individual. Is that right, Stephanie?
That's right. It's according to a new research study.
Very good. If you've been hearing a lot about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live and you've got a business or, you know, some kind of charity or a website of some sort on the internet and you take money, well, you should probably figure out how you're going to get some Bitcoins. You know, your customers want to spend Bitcoins. Some of them want to. BitPay.com makes it easy for you to accept Bitcoins. They're going to take the Bitcoins for you, convert them immediately into cash, deposit them in your bank account. It's going to cost you less in fees than a credit card is. There's no chances of chargebacks or fraud. And, you know, your customers are going to be happier. Some people want to spend Bitcoins on your website. You're going to make it easy for them. All you have to do is get a hold of BitPay at BitPay.com to get started. It's BitPay.com.
All right, Mark. So there's a few more findings from this study. We kind of went over this article in Ars Technica here saying that there's 30% more music purchased by people who use file sharing software than those who do not. Excuse me. And apparently there's more to this. The distinction between public and private sharing is central to Americans thinking about the morality of the sharing, they say. These are people's kind of confused beliefs on intellectual property. This is my interpretation of it.
Okay. I remember being working at a radio station where, one of the DJs was talking about just, you know, sharing music online, stealing. And mm-hmm. I find this very interesting. Sometimes I'll go, if I want to hear a song, I'll go to YouTube.com and I'll type it in and I'll get to hear the song that I want to hear. And, you know, there it is. Mm-hmm. Lots of people have listened to it. Now, I don't know whether it's supposed to have been taken down. I don't know anything about it. I just want to hear the song, right?
Yeah. Right.
And am I stealing from the artist because I haven't bought that song?
Because if it wasn't available on YouTube, would you have bought it? Maybe not.
Right.
Maybe you would have just said, I don't care about listening to it that badly.
I imagine that's part of what's making record companies or, you know, music companies so mad is that now you can test out the waters of any album that comes out or any EP. And
this is a huge point.
Right. Okay. I mean, this is why iTunes got so successful, because they sold singles.
Yeah.
Which you couldn't get generally, at least in American stores. And because of that, now people won't buy the nonsense or however they want to feel about it, the garbage that the record company wants to push out on you every year. They'll just get what they want, and that's it. And if it's good enough, guess what? They're going to buy it. It's just, this is the same thing in theaters. If the movie's that good, if it's that hot, people will go to the theaters, they'll pay you $13 to see
it. It used to be that, I'm sorry, Stephanie, it used to be that, well, I remember She's So Unusual was the Cyndi Lauper album, and I think that had three hits off of it.
Sure.
Michael Jackson's Thriller had...
Every song was great.
Yeah, well, there were quite a few good... Absolutely.
No, every song.
But not everyone was a hit. And there was a Madonna album out that was a big
True
one,
Blue.
Too. Was it?
True Blue.
Okay. And I'll take your word for it. But there's a few. These are just a handful of albums that actually had three or four really great songs on them, and that means that there were six stinkers.
Yep.
And the most of the albums, in fact, had one good song on them, and the rest
right.
were stinkers.
Right.
And sometimes they'd even screw you on the one good song because it wouldn't be the radio version, it would be some other version. I remember the Jewel album that, I can't remember the name of the song, but you took your coat off and stood in the rain.
I'm trying to remember it, but I'm just like so enamored that. By you singing.
That's my falsetto.
I'm like hypnotized.
Wow.
It was, I can't remember what it is, but anyway, now I'm stuck trying to.
It was a song. It was not on the album. That the song, the version that you liked, was not on the.
Right. They'll
album.
Do radio edits, and then they'll release those like 10 years later on a greatest hits album.
Mm.
That's right. And that's how it was with this album. So I went out and bought that particular album because I really liked
right.
that song.
Now, yeah. Now in the music industry, I mean, they call this fluff. These are fillers.
Oh, wow.
These songs, these like 8 or 10 songs that you know, you have to put in to make it worth the $19 that CDs used to cost.
In the 90s, yeah.
Right, right. And the other hidden thing that music sharing, peer-to-peer sharing online has brought in is there are bands from all over the world. People are finally listening. They found out that there's actually music outside of America. and it's good music.
Yeah.
And they're going for it, and then they're paying some people. I mean, if they love it that much, they want to support the artist, and they really are. I do this myself. They're paying $40 to get an import sent to this country or something like that. Or even still, I don't think the band themselves, say they're from Sweden, would want you to pay $40 for their album. They say, good, I'm glad you enjoy your music. If we ever come to America, just come to our concert.
Now, I'm thinking that this is a way for many people in, like, the third world. This is a way that music is liable to get, what do they call it, downsized or music moved off to the third world, like so many jobs.
Outsourced.
Yeah.
Is because, obviously, there are good musicians all over the world, and it's all they have to have is the ability to record and then put that on the internet.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you know, so if I buy the single from them or want to support them in some way or whatever it is, that dollar is going to go so much further in that country.
Oh, absolutely.
Those people are going to be rich beyond their wildest dreams and just by taking
that works
money.
Out better for everybody, because fundamentally with the internet, the way it's affected music is giving people more choices, right? Like, just like we talked about earlier, that's what it comes down to. Now people don't have to buy a whole album, and that's the only thing they can buy. Right. They can buy singles, and they can buy them for 99 cents, or they can download them for free. Or they can watch them on YouTube, or they can go on SoundCloud, or, you know, wherever.
Yeah, see, now right. If the artists want money, they kind of make a good song.
Right.
Indeed.
And it wins out for the people who want music, because then they just have so many more options.
I
and
can't
I'm
tell
in favor
you how many
of that.
Albums and tapes, CD or cassette tapes that I bought for the purpose of getting one song.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it was...
And how is file sharing any different than when you used to put a cassette in your cassette player and record it off the radio?
Well, that was wrong, too. That was not wrong. That was illegal, too.
Right, but yeah. Parents never got
people
mad about
it.
That, and at least not that
well,
I'm aware
parents
of.
Are in danger. That's when it comes to file sharing,
right.
You know, because I would imagine a good portion of file sharers are probably young people.
There have been horror stories where it's like, you know, a young person downloads some music on Napster when Napster was popular from their grandmother's house, and then the grandmother gets sued because it's her IP address.
Yeah, they could charge like $300,000 or
right.
something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great thing to do.
But really, but that's what the parents need to do when the cops or whoever shows up to enforce this, they need to say, look, you know, when I was a kid, I just recorded it off the radio, and I don't think this is any different.
Well, when the cops come, you keep the door shut and tell them to send a letter to your attorney.
Right on.
Do you want to hear this? I was going to talk about the confused beliefs of people. This gets into tribalism here a little bit, maybe. So 80% of Americans believe it's okay to share copyrighted content with family members. 60% believe it's okay to share with friends, but only 4 to 15% had a little schmutz on my screen, say it's okay to upload it for public consumption.
So they think, some more people think it's better to share with your family and loved ones and close ones.
80%
to just
share
with
the family,
right.
15% share with anybody.
Well, I don't think that anybody should be able to listen to the CD you bought but you. If you want somebody else to listen, you're going to have to pay an extra dollar, kid.
What a stickler.
855-453, Free Talk Live.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container, plus the all-natural non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free call-in line here, brought to you by SACL CAI. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. The airwaves are yours to take over. Talk about what you want to talk about. But we've got some really interesting stuff that's been in the news this week, and I think it's worth talking about. Real quick, though, I want to tell you about the Liberty Forum. The Liberty Forum is coming up from February the 21st through the 24th. You need to, well, Friday night's already sold out in the hotel. So,
oh my, I just got my room for Liberty Forum.
Did you just get it?
Yeah,
then
like
you got the last
this weekend.
One
time. I guess I'm the one who took the last room.
Somebody else got the last one. It's not like I wasn't warning you people. I mean, I've been telling you for a week that the...
It's coming up really fast.
Yep. But oftentimes there will be ways to find rooms to sleep at the Liberty Forum. The other nights there are rooms available, so I think it's still worth getting your tickets at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. There's going to be all kinds of speakers there, including Free Talk Live, broadcasting live every night at the Liberty Forum.
My show, Pork Therapy, is going to be live, too, from Liberty Forum.
That's right.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
PORCtherapy.com if you want to see my website.
Excellent. You'll be using our equipment, right?
Yes.
Great.
I'm going to mooch off of you.
Well, there's nothing to mooch off
of. Mooch off of Ian.
To help do whatever it takes to get such a good show on the air, PORCtherapy.com. But besides seeing Free Talk Live, which I know is the high point for most people, Cory Doctorow will be there, Jeffrey Tucker, Declan McCullough.
You know who's going to be? I was just looking at the speakers. I'm really excited to see, I can't remember his name, but he's the diabetes warrior. He's the guy who had the paleo food blog, and he got in trouble with the Dietetic Association of some state. I think it was North Carolina.
Yeah, I remember something like that.
For promoting paleo diet on his blog.
Yeah, I'm trying to take a look here as far as who that might be.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, but I'm excited to see his talk. I just remember the Diabetes Warrior.
Yep, I don't know. I guess I could search for diabetes, but it's like I know how to spell diabetes. Couldn't tell you.
Just, yeah, anyway. So, yeah. As Mark looks this up online, I don't think it's going to be possible to do this in a timely manner. But anyway, I'm really excited about the Liberty Forum in general. Steve Coxey. Okay.
Right. So he'll be there also. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum.
Cool. All right, Mark, did you know it's now illegal to unlock your cell phone?
I have read this on the news that apparently, and I'm not exactly sure what unlock even means with a cell phone. Mine's probably still locked. Oh, no, probably not. I think he did something to it.
Well, that would be different. He probably rooted your phone.
Okay.
So what's the difference between root and unlock?
Did I just admit to something illegal?
No. Actually, this is rooting and jailbreaking your phone, depending on whether or not you have an Android or an iPhone. Those are still perfectly legal. Supreme Court said that's fine. Unlocking your phone is actually allowing it to go to work with other carriers.
Why is that a problem? What if I want to do business with somebody else and I want to keep my phone?
No, right. Can't do it.
What?
Well, says the government now.
What?
So this is by...
What is this government? It sounds like a bad idea.
No kidding. This is by Joanna Stern from ABC News, and she says, you likely have a cell phone that you bought from a carrier, like AT&T, Verizon, or Sprint, and that phone only works on the carrier's cellular and data network unless you unlock it. That is a software process that allows the phone to work on other carriers if you put a new SIM card or want to take the phone to another carrier for service. If that sounds complicated to you and like something you wouldn't bother with, then today's news won't matter to you. Ugh. See, now she's framing it in terms of like, well, most people, it won't be a big deal because it doesn't affect them. Where, you know, if I'm of the opinion personally that if we don't stand up for the rights of others, there's going to be some point where we feel our rights are being infringed on and we want someone to stand up for us.
If you don't stand up for somebody's right to take their cell phone that they paid for take it to another cell phone carrier, then, you know, what's the next law and how's it going to treat your property in the next way?
Yeah.
And if you say to yourself, well, wait a second, the cell phone companies practically give these phones away. Well, no, they
don't.
Well,
it's not.
You've got to sign a 24-month contract to get it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then when I complete that contract, that cell phone's still mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine.
Yeah, and you know, the other problem I have with this, if they're locking you out from going to other carriers with your phone, they're creating monopolies, not corporations. The government's creating monopolies.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody says, oh, the corporation's...
The government's the only one that can create monopolies.
That's my point. Exactly. These corporations do not. It's the government that allows for it to happen.
Yeah, I would love to hear somebody call in and tell me about the naturally occurring monopoly. They're pretty rare. I mean, I suppose you can get down to very, very thin areas. And, you know, basically, I have the monopoly on my own labor. That much is true. Certainly when you're talking about satellite radio transmission, Sirius XM has a monopoly in that area, but they don't have a monopoly on things you listen to in your car or at work.
Right, but they didn't have a monopoly because it used to be Sirius and XM.
Right.
And one just bought the other out. There wasn't like a legal action taken to make it into one.
The government did get involved and said, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure. And then they had to jump through some hoops.
They also have the...
Cronison had to work his magic.
Yeah.
They also have the FCC, which is like kind of rationing the digital frequencies of all different kinds of media, from phones to TVs
Indeed.
To radio.
The FCC actually limits competition in the area of radio stations.
Yeah.
Who knows, in the absence of the FCC, how big the radio dial would be? Would it end at 107.9? Would it begin?
Or would we have free Wi-Fi everywhere?
Yeah, I was going to say we probably have better technology in general when that.
So I want to tell you a little bit more about why it's now illegal to unlock one's phone, and it actually ties in with something that we talked about just in the last segment. So it has something to do with the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. It's the U.S. Copyright Office and Library of Congress are the ones blocking phone unlocking under the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. And so this has to do with so-called intellectual property. Basically, there's a court docket that came out, but in short, it's illegal to unlock a phone from a carrier unless you have the carrier's permission to do so. And If they can get away with not giving you permission, they're not going to give it to you.
Why in the world would Sprint tell you it's okay that you could take their phone and turn it over to, and, you know, go to Verizon or wherever? I'm not sure.
And
I
if you're wondering,
some phones, it's hard to move them back and forth between companies because they're PCIM and the other ones.
Yeah, CDMA or GSM. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're wondering what this has to do with copyright, says the article, it turns out not much. And there's someone commenting here from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which I think we could say is an advocate for internet freedom.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, I do too.
Safe statement.
Rebecca Jeschke, a digital rights analyst at EFF, says, it wasn't a good ruling. You should be able to unlock your phone. This law was meant to combat copyright infringement, not to prevent people from doing what they want to do with the device they bought. And I'm still unclear how exactly copyright has done that. If your phone has already been unlocked, you are grandfathered
they're
in.
They're saying it's a Sprint. What they're saying is that this phone ultimately is intellectual property of the carrier, and you can't mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that you can't take, you know, your CD and then start singing over it and call it your song. I guess.
It says the carriers prefer the new rule because it ties the phone to their network. Yeah, obviously. U.S. cellular carriers sell phones at a subsidized or discounted rate with a contract, and you pay the network for service on a monthly basis. They give you the phone for a cheaper price than it is actually worth. When it was legal, people may have unlocked their phones to resell when they upgraded to a newer model or to use it with an overseas carrier and take advantage of local rates when they traveled abroad. So,
yeah, you know, this is the thing. I could see why a lot of companies aren't, at least the big three, like Verizon, Sprint, and AT&T, they're not fighting it because there's this little guy called T-Mobile who's not so little. They're little in America, but not overseas. They're offering you SIM cards for $6. You can just buy them outright for $6, and then you can get their unlimited service, which Verizon and AT&T do not offer. They do not offer unlimited service. And now, you know, you could use your, you know, your phone from those companies and use it with T-Mobile, and you would have, you know, they're losing
data?
Customers.
But usually
usually
when you break a contract, a 2-year contract or something, there's an exit fee. I know at least Verizon there is. So wouldn't they make up the cost of the phone in that sense if you broke the contract?
Yeah, but I think for some people it might be worth it to switch it over to a T-Mobile contract and just keep maybe even pay both.
So maybe there's some people at those companies where they're scared of losing their business, and so they're turning to the government to protect their...
Well, they're just not fighting it, that's all.
I buy a cell phone on eBay so I don't have to deal with the contracts.
Right on.
I just don't want the contract.
Yeah.
855-450 Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on unlocking phones? Can you explain to us why this is a bad thing?
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. Let's go ahead and go right to the phones. Let's say take Robert in Vermont here. Robert, you're listening to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. How you doing tonight?
All's well.
Good, good. Just a question and a comment on the story. this thing with cell phones, is that just going to be just standard cell phones, or is that going to affect all of them? Like, I got a track phone. I can load my own minutes and use it whenever I feel like it.
Right. As far as I know, yes, it applies to any phone. Be it smartphone, you're probably using what they call a feature phone, right? You're not using Android or iPhone?
No, it's just a track phone from, you just go buy a card and you
right.
Put the minutes in it.
It would still apply to that, to where you wouldn't be able to switch SIM cards on it, which is what tells, it's a little card that's like underneath the battery on the phone that tells it what carrier to go to. So it would still apply to yours, yes. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. It just shows how ridiculous it is.
I got this track phone because I don't really particularly care for cell phones because you end up getting talking a lot and then the minutes go up. And
yeah.
With the track phone, I can load my minutes in.
Yeah, you don't have an actual contract.
Ideas before I got to, before I got to renew it again.
Exactly. So, yeah, they're handy. No contracts and you just use them.
I can be, pretty much anywhere and get a good signal.
Yeah,
that's good. I always wondered what the signals would be like for them.
Oh, they were awesome. They really are.
So,
but I wanted to talk about when I first heard this. I thought it was a joke, but it said that the group Anonymous broke into the Justice Department yesterday. You catch that?
Yeah, that is very real. And the CIA, yes.
And the CIA. Well, okay. Well, I wonder what's in there.
Well, it was the website, I think, that they hijacked the website.
Yeah, the main thing, they were just trying to shut it down. They weren't, like, hacking into, at least not to get information. That wasn't their point, because that would be, if they hacked into it to, like, steal information, they would fall under some far worse legal problems than they would by just trying to do what they call a denial of service attack, which essentially floods, like, the DOJ website or the CIA website with so much information or requests that it shuts down. So they're just trying to, like, you know, slow things down and be a nuisance, that's all.
Well, because what I caught was that they were threatening to dump all those files, you know, out there so the public could see it. I mean, that's what I read anyways.
As far as I know, they weren't going for that, but I could be wrong. If they were trying to do that, I mean, this is something like Julian Assange did a few years ago, where he put out a file. It was like a 4-gigabyte file, and said, if anybody, you know, upon my death, if somebody kills me, I'm going to give you the code how to access this file. So they might be trying to do something like that. I actually have a copy of that file.
Oh, okay.
I'm interested in knowing what's in that. That file's been
around.
Oh,
me too. It's been around for a few years.
There's quite a little black box out there.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd be interested to know what's inside the Justice Department files.
Indeed. Robert, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I mean, that situation, they're just trying to get a degree of revenge for what they feel happened to one of their heroes, and someone who I consider a genuine hero, Aaron Swartz.
Right, this was the guy that committed suicide, and he was...
he was being prosecuted and persecuted, you know, some would say, for... he, like, hacked into MIT's library and downloaded a bunch of academic papers and then was going to make them available or something, and he got slapped with these charges of, you know,
30 years in jail and all these terrible things. And to his credit, he actually, in some services, like there's legal services where he paid into it his own money. I mean, in some cases, thousands upon maybe even millions of dollars to release like 20% of legal libraries. And he did it the right way. I mean, so this person was, this is a guy that put his money where his mouth is. This is a guy that he practiced what he preached. You know, everything.
He was also real pivotal in this SOPA thing, getting the government turned around.
He was an activist.
Yeah, he wanted people to see, you know, and equally, just real quick, I mean, this is the guy who, at 14 years old, he helped create RSS. Which is
something that we all use.
Which is how you listen to Free Talk Live if you listen to it on a podcast.
Yeah, wow.
At 14.
Wow, that's impressive. Let's take Dalton in Ohio. Dalton, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? All's well.
I see you guys are talking about something a little different. I must have been behind when I was listening. But I just wanted to chime in real quick and say that I blame the government for some of the gender inequality problems that we experience in the United States today. I think if it wasn't for the intervention of the state, a lot of these things could probably be solved a lot quicker through social interactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me more about that. Do you have any examples?
Well, for example, the single mother problem is very exacerbated by the state, and that's something that not only affects women, but it also affects children to their detriment as well. The way the welfare state is set up, it incentivizes women to not have a male involved in child rearing, which has been shown to be detrimental to the child later on in their life.
Sure.
So that's something that affects the man, the woman, and the child all around.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that the solutions to gender inequality are going to be social and cultural, and that's one of the reasons I'd like to talk about them on Free Talk Live, because I'm not going out trying to influence the government, right? I'm not into that, but
right.
Definitely I do enjoy talking about them.
Yeah, talking about it does help a lot. It's a... You know, it's the number one peaceful way to solve problems, of course, as we all know.
That's what we do here on Free Talk Live.
Thing I might, what's that?
I said that's what we do here on Free Talk Live.
Right, of course. One other thing I might like to mention in regards to that as well is more on the male side, and I think you guys mentioned it before, is the issue of child support, where you're not allowed to voluntarily terminate a relationship with another person. Because you had a child together, you're permanently stuck together. And even if the other person doesn't want anything to do with you anymore, you still have to send them money. And that's also another
right. And if you don't send them money, then you're going to be locked in jail.
Yeah.
And how are you supposed to send the
right.
money from jail?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
like in my own experience, my father, after he divorced my mother, got in a relationship with another woman, and they had a child, but they split up after some time, and they didn't want to get the courts involved at all. But what actually ended up happening was the school found out that my half-brother was, you know, my half-brother, and they actually ended up going to some kind of child services organization inside of the sprawling Leviathan of the state of Ohio and actually sent orders for both of them to appear in court for a hearing for child support. They'd already agreed amongst themselves that they didn't want the state involved at all.
Wow.
Yeah, it seems like there's so many stories of people that are, you know, they take that dangling bait of the free school that is public school. And, you know, the fact is you're going to pay your property taxes one way or another. I mean, it's not free. It's really, really expensive. But either way, you're paying for it, so you're... Many families say, why not take it? But it gets them. You know, that baits it's like that angler fish or whatever out there, dangling that little thing and then chomp. It gets you.
Yeah, I caught them completely unsuspecting.
Right. These are people that just wanted to completely have a stateless divorce and do whatever it is that they're doing.
And it sounds like they had some kind of arrangement to make sure that the child was taken care of.
Indeed.
Actually, if I recall correctly, my father was helping pay for, like, groceries and stuff by himself, you know. Basically, she would say, electric bill's a little bit more expensive than I thought it would. Can you give me some money? And he'd just be like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sounds really responsible. Dalton, thanks for the call. Appreciate the call, Dalton. When my wife and I decided to have a child, I was concerned about this. I think that this is, you know, I mean, it completely will change a man's life to have a child. And, you know, you've got that 18 years. It's, you know, whether you live with them or not, whether the wife wants you to live there with them or not, you're paying. So I had a contract. We drew up a contract beforehand, and in it, you know, I said how much of my income I was willing to give. We, you know, discussed it, agreed on a number. You know, the number was the number that I just gave out. But, you know, so we've already got that taken care of. We have child support taken care of already, and I don't need the state to tell me those numbers. But I'm sure somebody who works for the government doesn't think that's good enough.
Hmm.
What are you going to do? 855, 450 free. Free Talk Live. Do you think it's necessary to get the state involved in family situations? I mean, sometimes it's...
Or does it turn out better for the kids?
Yeah, I don't know. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.